Test 68, Section 3, Question 24. This one is a parallel reasoning question, but it's a little bit odd, and it's one that might be helpful to diagram for a lot of people. So what we get is, in the Riverview building, every apartment that has a balcony also has a fireplace. So that says, if it has a balcony, then it has fireplace. So if B, then F. None of the apartments with balconies is a one-bedroom apartment. Now, what that also says is, if it's a balcony, then not one bedroom. So if B, then not one bedroom. So we have two separate things that are triggered by having a balcony. First off, that it has a fireplace, and second, that it is not a one-bedroom. But then we get our conclusion that says, so none of the one-bedroom apartments has a fireplace. That says if it's a one-bedroom, it's not a fireplace. And that actually doesn't follow. Essentially, we're saying because one thing triggers two separate things, that those things trigger each other. And that's not going to work. We can't say if A, then B, if A, then C, therefore if B, then C. That's our flawed pattern. So we have to find something that does the same thing. So we have a single entity, in this case the balcony, which triggers two traits. First off, having a fireplace, and second, not being a one bedroom. And then the conclusion of the argument jumps from that to, therefore, there is a link between fireplace and not having being a one bedroom. And so that's what we get. So we're going to look at our answers here. A, every fish has fur. Okay, so that's the conclusion. So fish has fur. Since no cat lacks fur, so that would say if it's a cat, then it doesn't lack fur, or in other words, if it's a cat, then it has fur. And no cat is a fish, and if it's cat, then it is a fish. Well, that one follows pretty closely. We'll hold on to it. It's got the right part. No cat lacks fur, so if cat, then fur. And if cat, then not fish. Well, the thing there is that one's kind of the right idea, but we get a little bit of a problem in the positives and negatives, and we'll come back to it in a minute. See, some cats lack fur. Now, I'm going to throw this one out right now because we don't have the word some anywhere in our original passage. This isn't about some, it's about all or none. See, no dog has fur. So if it's a dog, then it doesn't have fur. Since every cat has fur, so if it's a cat, then it has fur, and no cat is a dog, so if it's a cat, then it is not a dog. Now, this is similar to answer choice A, but answer choice A said every fish has fur, not no fish have fur, or none of the one bedrooms have a fireplace. So C is better than A because we're actually getting the right negation that we want. And then D, every cat is a fish, since no cat is a dog and no dog is a fish. The problem here is it doesn't have two separate things triggering it. It's saying if it's a cat, then it's not a dog. And then if it is a dog, then it's not a fish. Those are triggering two separate things. And then no fish is a dog, since every dog is a mammal and no fish is a mammal. This one is saying no fish is a dog. Since every dog is a mammal, that's saying if dog, then mammal, and if fish, then not mammal. But those aren't triggering off of the same entity. We don't have the one thing that triggers both. And so therefore, answer choice C is our correct one. Again, this is one that you may want to diagram in order to see it.